This is episode 93, Kick Ass with Paula Hemmings.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Cups. My name is Svetlana, and each day we share an inspirational story or message to help you create the business and life you deserve.
Hi, Paula, and welcome to Entrepreneur Cast. It's such a great pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, and hello to you. I'm so excited to be here today. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We're excited to have you. Paula, before we get going with the business side of things, tell us a little bit about who are you outside of your business, and what do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
Okay, I guess outside of my business, I'm a very family-oriented person. I have a son, but I'm also one of six, so I have quite a big family. So I really enjoy spending time with my family, love playing with my son. I am also a bit of an undercover nerd, so I love reading. I love studying business. Literally, I can't stop studying business because things change so quickly. And I spend my mornings at the gym, so that's me outside of work.
Amazing. And what about your business? Tell us, what is it that you do and what inspired you to start it?
Okay, well, I'm a business and marketing mentor over at the Kickass Entrepreneurs Club. And the Kickass Entrepreneurs Club is an online learning platform for micro entrepreneurs who want to get more clients and more income. So I help them with business and marketing strategies through monthly masterclasses, resources, accountability buddies, as well as my support to get, to get more clients and more income. And what inspired me to start that business is just seeing business owner after business owner who struggled to find affordable help and support, and it's something that I also experienced as a business owner. So I wanted to put something together where you can come along for a small investment per month or over the year and just get that information that it takes to run your business, to learn marketing strategies that people tend to be keeping very close to their chest. I'm like just ripping the lid off all the secrets and just telling everyone what they need to do to actually get the clients and the income.
Amazing, exciting. So Paula, between your business and, you know, teaching entrepreneurs, running your club, going to the gym and, you know, attending to your family, what would you say your typical day looks like?
Oh, okay. I can tell you this easily because I'm very, very regimented in my day. So my day starts at 5:30 in the morning. The alarm goes off at 5:30, and the first thing I do is grab my headphones and do my meditation. And I meditate on various things. I do guided meditation, so I do them on things like maybe abundance mindset, success thinking, sometimes even confidence. If I need like a top up, I'm going out to do a talk and I just want that extra bit of like kind of thing. So whatever I'm feeling is whatever meditation I'll do that morning. And I do that for about half an hour. Then I start to do a bit of journaling after going downstairs actually to get my lemon water. I do a bit of journaling for about half an hour, and there's three separate journals that I use, which is, I know it's a lot, but it's what I do. And then I do a bit of reading, and then I jump out of bed at 7 o'clock and do the whole mommy stuff. So that includes things, making breakfast, making sandwiches, turning off the entrepreneurial hat for a little bit, doing the school run, and then head to the gym. After the gym, I come home, and that's when my working day starts properly at about 11 o'clock in the morning, where I work. One of the first things that I do every day in my business is check my money. I do a daily financial check where I check where all the money is everywhere, because it puts me in the right mind frame. I know what I need to be focusing on. It's on top of everything, and you get more of what you focus on. I normally then work on client generation in the morning, and in the afternoon I tend to have a little bit of a slump after 2 o'clock, so I tend to work on quite easy things like my emails and catching up on things, maybe doing some social media scheduling and that sort of stuff. And then my working day then officially finishes around 3 or 4, depending if my son's got an after school club, and that's when I'll get back into mummy hat and just chill out with my son. Once he's gone to bed, I do sometimes get back to doing a bit more work, but that tends to be how my day looks. I don't tend to work past 9 o'clock because my brain just gets a bit rubbish at that point, and all I can handle is Netflix.
Awesome. So, Paula, you know, throughout our entrepreneurial and business journey, we come across a lot of challenges. What would you say was your greatest challenge, and how did you manage to overcome it?
I would say probably one of my biggest challenges was mindset issues. I say was, and I can say is, because I wouldn't say that it's something that completely gets fixed, like completely. And I used to have really limiting beliefs. So say, for example, if I might see someone in a similar industry to me, but they are they earned maybe 20 grand a month and maybe they've done a launch or something and they got 20 grand. I used to think that they were somebody special and they've done something really unusual that Paula wouldn't be able to do. Mm. And that's them, because they're really unique and special. And so I didn't used to try and shoot for the stars, because I just thought, well, there's no way that I'm ever going to hit it, until I realized that was a really limiting belief. And it allowed me only to get to a certain amount. Well, I'd set this ceiling that I didn't even realize that I had. So business-wise, I was only getting to, I was doing okay, but it was never, you know, it wasn't six figures, or it wasn't where I could do whatever I wanted to do. I could live, I could do stuff, but it just wasn't fantastic, because I'd placed those limits on myself. So to overcome those limits, I just started to go on a bit of a journey of self-discovery. I started reading books, I started listening to the right podcasts, I started listening to things on YouTube, just learning all about having the beliefs. And then I started doing things like affirmations, the journaling definitely started, and just treating my mind like a bit of a garden where I'm planting the right seeds and having the right thoughts, not putting limitations on myself and on my future, but then also making sure that my actions were in line with my new thoughts. So that was really, really important, because, you know, we can often talk about, oh, we've got to think positive, we've got to, you know, say our affirmations in the morning, do your meditation, but then you actually got to take some really serious action as well. Mm. And that was a massive thing, to make sure that then my new thoughts, that the actions were also in line with those thoughts. So I'd say that was one of my biggest challenges, because that's a challenge that I had definitely over a number of years in business. And I think it actually got worse as I got older. When I was younger, I started my first business when I was 24. I was literally like, no fear, just went for everything. And then as I got a little bit older, I just started to have these limitations, but now no more. the odd day things might come in and then I'm like, no, Paula, no, remember. You know, sometimes with personal development, you've got to remember to keep dipping into it, because it's like a bath. You have to bath every day. So you can't just read a book or attend a course, workshop, whatever, and think that this knowledge is going to stay in you forever. You will never forget to not have these disempowering thoughts. No, you've got to keep implementing, keep learning on a regular basis. So, yeah.
Definitely. I agree with both, with the learning as well as with, you know, it's a huge challenge for a lot of entrepreneurs, especially when we start out, you know, we have these limitations and we think, and because we haven't had those results yet, we struggle to believe that they're possible until we actually get there, or until we see other people who are just like us, until we hang out with them and we realize, oh, they're normal people. It's like I had a similar experience several years ago. I was in the starting out with Entrepreneurial Women's Network, and I met this guy, and he's this Russian multi, I don't know, millionaire, zillionaire. You know, when he was talking on the phone, it was like moving 60 million, or, you know, from one account to another, whatever. So I met this person and I thought, oh my God, that's incredible. But then after we hang out for some time, I was like, oh, he's just a normal person who has his own challenges, his own problems. You know, he was going through relationship stuff and, like, you know, drinking problem and whatever. And I was like, he's just a normal guy. He just works really hard. So until we kind of see those people and see they're just ordinary people, they're no, like, geniuses or anything, you know, that's when we're like, oh, it's actually possible. And then we start going and getting results. And then we realize we're just kind of like the same, really.
Exactly, yeah. But that's why it's quite important. You know, people quite always say birds of a feather flock together. If I'm not around people who are doing better than me, and I'm at people who are doing either the same or below me, then that's what I'm probably going to be achieving that same sort of goals. But when I started to see or be around the people that were earning much more money, that's when I realized, yeah, it's normal. They are normal. They're not extra special. But what I did notice a few things about people that were doing really, really, really well. Mm. Their mindset was different. Their speed of implementation was very different. They'll be the sort of person that goes to a conference, gets all of this amazing knowledge, and goes home that night and starts doing something. Yeah. Where a lot of people, they go with the notebook, they take the notes, and the notebook goes like in the corner somewhere. you don't see the notebook for a long time. Do you know what I mean? And I noticed they're normal people, but they do certain things a little bit different.
Yeah. So Paula, we went through the challenges, but on the bright side of things, you've been in the business for a long time, so I'm sure you came across a lot of successes. So what would you say was your greatest success?
Oh, do you know, that's a really hard question. Why is that so?
I get that a lot, by the way.
It is a hard question, but I should just say what immediately came to my mind. Mm. Where there's one of my biggest successes is seeing my clients do amazing stuff off the back of the information that I've given them. And sometimes they must think, Paula, are you for real? Because there's one client in particular who was very new to business. She started this year, and just from the information that I gave her, she's launched a business, she's getting clients left, right and center, and she's doing really well. And I'm like, was that from the stuff that I gave you? And it's not because I doubted what I gave, because I only give people the information that I learned myself, that I've tried and tested. But to see somebody's life changing and to see their business change because of the information that I provided was like, that's amazing to me. That's worth to me more than money, because I'm having that impact on somebody else. And that is like, it's significant, isn't it? And that gives me a high, honestly. Yeah. Like, who needs drugs? Just get some results and I get so happy. And tell me that it was me. And so I think that's one of my biggest successes is helping other people, because it can be hard and business can be lonely. And I guess because I've had my low moments in business, to be able to help somebody is amazing to me. So I would say that's my probably biggest high point in business.
Awesome. Love it. So also, Paula, you know, as entrepreneurs, we come up with a lot of ideas. Where would you say do you come up with your best ideas?
As in the location?
Yeah.
I was the wrong person to ask that, because my ideas are known as toilet ideas. I call them. Because I could be sitting in a meeting with you and we might be having a brainstorming session and I get stuck and I say, I'm going to go to the toilet. I know I should say bathroom, that would be the more polite way, but you know me. And then I go to the toilet and things just pop into my head. And I don't think it's about going to the toilet. I think it's probably about having that space, that time away.
Yeah.
Things just pop into my head. I come out with amazing ideas. And now when I get stuck, people say, just go to the toilet. Yeah. So that's where my ideas come from.
Awesome. Well, that's not the first time I hear that. So
oh wow.
it's quite common. Toilet or shower, you know, yeah.
Yeah, I can shower a lot actually.
Paula, you mentioned quite a few times already about journaling and that you have three journals. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Why do you have three journals and what do you do in your three journals?
Okay, well, there are three very specific journals, and my three journals are based on my three goals. I work on 12-week goals 12 week years. So every 12 weeks I have a new goal and I tend to work with three. So my three journals are one of them is about finding a husband because I'm single and I want to find a husband, not a boyfriend, not just say a friend that comes over every now and then. I'm very specific about what I want, what he looks like, and I journal about that, and I even write letters to my future husband, and I journal about that journey. I also journal about food, health, so health goals. I journal about, and that contains like food planning, weekly weigh-ins, when I'm sleeping, when I'm starting to eat crap. I tend to go backwards if I stop journaling about my weight loss journey, and that holds me accountable. And then the third journal, which I think is my most important journal, is around my business and personal life, because the two are very much intertwined with me, they are anyway. So I write down my goal every day in that journal, because I heard that's what billionaires do. No, millionaires apparently do it once a day, billionaires do it twice a day. I do it once a day. I start off with going two later, but and I talk about how I feel, what my aims are, what I'm doing, and I find it very therapeutic. Sometimes you're not aware of how you feel at a specific time, and through my journaling I get to just release any thoughts, any anxieties, any even ideas will be in there. But what I tend to find in my journals is when I look back I see my growth, because on a day-by-day basis I don't necessarily see the growth. And sometimes I'm frustrated that I'm not getting results as quick as I want. I'm not implementing as much as I want. But what it is that half the time I'm planting the seeds and then I'm nurturing the seed and the seed is growing and then I get the results. But I'm very impatient. So I'll start something today. I'll start writing a marketing campaign and I want results tomorrow. But I haven't even sent out an email. But then I'm frustrated. Why haven't I sent out the email yet? And I'm like, slow down. So when I look back, I just see progress. I see growth. I see times when I was really down and I didn't even realize it. Sometimes I look back and I'm like, wow, Paulie, you sounded so sad then. But I'm so positive that I probably just put a positive spin on that day and I didn't even realize. But in a journal, it's just for me, so I'm honest. I don't lie. I just come out with my true thoughts. Like, no one else is reading it, hopefully not anyway. But I just find it clears my mind. I can write things down. I can let things go. And I feel like it's important to offload. It's important that my mind's clear and that I have clarity in order to work on my business, you know, and to have ideas and to be able to be creative. I'm not holding on to stuff up here. I feel like it's really important, especially as a business owner, to do that, because you need that clarity, that focus, that peace of mind in order to face the challenges in business.
Yeah. Definitely. I do believe in journaling, and I hear quite a lot of people about journaling. I'm really terrible with journaling. I tried it several times, but I just can't keep up with it, and I forget about it. But so, like, first of all, how do you choose a journal? Do you just get like a blank sort of book and write in that, or do you kind of have any specific layout, or do you get a blank book and then make a layout, or
how? No, I'm very free with mine. I started off actually using Daily Greatness journals, and I don't know if you know those journals, but they are these beautiful books, and they've got morning questions, affirmations, things like today I'm going to, and you fill in the blank. Then it's got room for scheduling, a bit of room for your thoughts. And I use that for about a year, and you know, every 90 days it helps you set new goals, da, da, da. And that was great. But then after that journal finished, it was a £35 journal, and I thought, I just want to write. I didn't need all those different pretty sections. So then I just got books like this with lines, just lines. I like nice paper. So I've had like Laura Ashley ones, but then if I show you quickly, this is the beauty of being on camera. This is my business one at the moment. It's just book with shoes on. It's got nice paper. This is my husband one because it's like sweet and whatever. And this is my food one. It's a Minions book. So it's just gonna have lines and nice quality paper. I can't do that recycling kind of crappy paper. I like a nice quality paper. I like to write with a nice pen, and that's it. Hardcovers as well. And that's it, really. That's all I need. And then I'll just free flow. Like, I know there's a little bit of a structure, like, to my weight loss one. I always write the date of the time and my weight in the morning. And in my business / personal life one, I always start off with my goal and the date and time. And apart from that, I just go with it. Just get out the thoughts, feelings, whatever.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Paula. Paula, you know, throughout our journey, throughout life, really, we come across a lot of people who inspire us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have people who inspire you, or so-called personal heroes?
I do, and I think, who stands out? They change over the years. Like, I think when I first started off, I was like, Tony Robbins, oh my God, he's so amazing and whatever. And then I guess over the years, I guess that's your kind of normally like the entry point to personal development. And then, you know, it used to be like Brian Tracy's. Then I started listening to, oh my God, I can't remember his name, like Jim Rohn. I loved his stuff. But that was a few years ago. And then as I sort of moved along, there were just different people that probably weren't as famous or as well known. Currently, who would I say? See, currently, the people that I would say are my like personal heroes are going to be people that are pretty unheard of. So at the moment, I'm part of a membership site called the Membership Site Academy. And there's two really successful business owners that run that. And at the moment, they are my personal heroes because they have just built a massive membership site. They are amazing. They're just normal, down-to-earth people from the UK, but their business is international. And they're just kicking ass in business. And they're like me. They share their information. And they're just doing amazing things. So I think before there was all like famous people before. Now it's just like there's so many undercover people that are doing so well, but they're not that kind of name brand person. So people like that inspire me. I'm not really that inspired by anyone that well known anymore. I don't really have anyone that I truly follow. One guy who I do really like, actually, Brian P. Moran. He's the guy that wrote The 12-Week Year. And that was a system that changed my life. So because he wrote that book, that I'm a bit of a fan of him. There's people like Kate Northrup, who wrote Money, A Love Story. She's like a bit of a personal hero. She just was like, helped change my mindset around money, finances, that sort of stuff. But at the moment, apart from those, at the moment, I actually could do with like a new little hero. Like this year, I read a lot. And this year, I've struggled to finish one book. I've opened books, I've closed them. I've read a bit and nothing's really ripping me like I used to. So, you know, heroes reach out to me. Find me on Twitter or something and tell me what book to read. Because, there's so much stuff out there now. It's almost like traipsing through, I don't know, the crap to find someone that's good and inspirational. But, yeah, they're my local little heroes. And, I think I'm all right with them. They help me as well.
Paula, you already touched on a couple of books, and you said you're a reader. So a lot of people I talk to say that at some point of life, they came across a book that changed their life. Did you have such a book? And if you did, what was it?
Yes, actually. I was thinking, what book would that be? Barbara Stanley, Overcoming Under Earning. So I read that book in 2014. And remember I was saying that I had limitations on my earnings and, you know, I had this glass ceiling that I just imposed on myself. And before hitting upon Barbara Stanley, I'd worked on, you know, giving myself the right kind of beliefs and what have you. But when I read that book, there was certain money beliefs that I had that I was very unaware of. She got me looking back to my childhood and my first experience with money and just all sorts of, like, it was digging in deep, like in a way that I'd never ever thought about money in my whole life. And that was definitely a massive turning point in my life. That book was very much life-changing. So from that, I've read about money for 2 years straight. But she said that one of the last things she said in the book is keep reading about finances on a daily basis. She got me into doing starting investments, saving. I never used to save really. I was just like, whatever, I'll just earn the money. And that was the thing with me as well, is that I always thought I knew I could always earn money, but I didn't keep it. And I didn't notice that was an actual thing. I was giving away, so I wasn't valuing money. Now I do, and that was definitely thanks to that book got me started off on that financial journey. And yeah, that was quite life-changing for me.
Awesome. Paula, you've been in the business for a very long time. I know it's been over 10 years. So, you know, in this time, you gained a lot of knowledge, experience, and wisdom. So out of your knowledge, experience, and wisdom, could you share with us your top three tips and strategies to drive your business and life forward for any entrepreneur listening to us today?
Okay, I would say definitely start. The tip number one would be to start off with your mind, because 80% of the entrepreneurial success is going to be down to your mindset. So I definitely would work on any sort of disempowering beliefs or negative thoughts or any limitations that you're setting for yourself in your mind. So definitely mindset before anything. And then the next thing I would say is to really look at your marketing, because marketing is one of the most important aspects of your business. And there's so many business owners out there that create these amazing businesses and have these great ideas, and then they're scared to share it with the world. But you've got to be able to tell people about what you do, because your business is probably solving a problem for somebody. And if you're not telling them how you can solve the problem, you're actually doing your potential audience a disservice. Imagine if the man who invented washing machines was too embarrassed or shy to tell people about these washing machines. We'd be like washing clothes by hand. He solved the problem for us by telling us about his wonderful product. And this is a problem that I come across with many, many entrepreneurs. They are not marketing their business. They say, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want people to think I'm sleazy. But you've got to be able to let people know about what you do. So that's number two. And the third thing is to take lots and lots of consistent, persistent, massive action. And then I'll even add on a tip number four, which would be to have tenacity, because business is tough. It has lots of ups and downs. In the last 12 years of business, I've had lots of ups and lots of downs, probably more downs than ups, but I don't give up, and that's the difference with me. I don't quit. There's times where I have to do something on the side to support the main business because it's not bringing in the money that I want it to be. But because I have the tenacity, I will look at the plans, I will keep going, I will rework the plans when something's not working, and I just keep pushing forward till I hit them goals. So that's four tips there.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Paula. Also, throughout your business journey, did you come across any kind of resources that helped you, you know, to make your life easier, basically?
Yes, actually. Trello is an online resource, if that's the kind of resource that you mean. Trello has helped my life massively. I literally am so organized because of Trello, because it's everything's in one place, and I can just I organize marketing campaigns through it. I can organize my masterclasses. I organize holidays. My son's school uniform is in checklists in Trello, and that's just a great way of having everything in one place. I love the checklist facilities. I love all that you can color code it. You can use calendars. It syncs with loads of other apps like Dropbox and loads of other places. But Trello, I think I've come across Trello over the last 18 months, and it has freed up my mind so much, because it's such that one place, and it syncs with, it's on your laptop, it's on your iPad, it's on your phone. So when I'm out, I can be working on it. I delegate tasks to my VA through Trello, to my social media manager, to my podcast editor. Everything's in Trello. My whole team's in Trello. When I hire someone new and they say they don't use Trello, I said, watch this YouTube video and then come back to me. You have to use Trello.
Awesome.
So that's my resource.
I heard about Trello from quite a few people, but I haven't been using it yet. So I guess I probably will start looking up Trello and seeing, you know, why everybody creates such a buzz around it.
That was the thing with me. I heard about it a lot as well. And then I thought, one day, I thought, let me just look into this thing. And then I just got a bit obsessed with it. I started watching all these videos on YouTube about it. And I was like, yes, this is what I've been looking for. Because you can just get all your ideas, your plans, and it helps you to just get things happen, like processes, systems. Like, I have a process, basically, like for, say, when I do a podcast, there's a process of things that have to happen. There needs to be a social media graphic. There needs to be show notes. It needs to be uploaded to LipSync. It needs to be posted in Facebook groups, and it's got to my mailing list. So I have that in a checklist in Trello, or because before I was just trying to remember, what do I do every time I get post a podcast again? And then now I can just reuse this list over and over and over again. And that's one of the small features of Trello, which is it's brilliant.
Amazing, thanks for sharing that, Paula. Paula, you've been in a business for a long time. I know you've made a huge transition from, you know, working first, you know, mainly offline, and then working with a lot of one-to-ones, and then you transitioned online, and then you opened your, you know, membership to people. So now you have all these members as well. You know, you've done quite a lot in this space of time. But what is next for you? What's your next big goal, aim, dream? And if there is somebody listening today who could potentially help you get there, who would it be?
Okay, what's next for me? I would say my membership is definitely a massive focus, and the next step for that is to go international. I don't have any plans to start any new businesses. I really like what I'm doing now. It really works for me. It suits my lifestyle. But the only other thing that I think I would like to do more of is speaking. And I think I'd like to speak to bigger audiences. So I'd like to speak to, you know, I'd like to help women. I'd like to help those who are struggling, probably those who are from the inner cities, those who are your unlikely heroes kind of thing. I like to inspire that sort of person, someone who thinks that they're probably not worth much, but they've got a dream. And so whoever could hook me up with that, that would be wonderful. But I think that's it, really. Oh, whoever could find me a husband, actually. that would also be great, too. But that's aside from Disney's. But so I guess the speaking career would be a great one for me.
Amazing. Well, Paula, we are coming to the end of the show. But before we say our goodbyes, is there anything else you would like to add or advise on today?
Well, I would just probably leave you with this last little quote, which I read in a book somewhere. It's what's to think big, act small, and never, ever stop until you reach your goal. And that's it, really. And if anyone would like to reach out to me, I'm on all of the social media. Just look up Paula Hemmings, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. You'll find me. And my website, if you're happy for me to share, is kaentrepreneurs.co.uk. So check it out, have a look, and see if there's anything that you like. And just drop me a message if you need any words of wisdom, help, advice, or any marketing support.
Amazing. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. It's been amazing. Thank you for, you know, sharing with us and making time for this. And I really look forward to meeting again in person.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.